Yesterday, I finally went out with a realtor and looked around and looked at what was available in Manhattan. And, you know, there was one house there, like, at the end that we looked at that I could possibly see myself in. I could see me moving into. But it's an older house, you know, so I'm like, oh, is it going to...
fall in?
Is it going to fall in on me, or... You know, but the older houses, too, though, if they've been standing upright for a while, then chances are they're going to hang around for a while. You know? So, meh. Maybe I'm being unreasonable and thinking something like that. And it was the only one that didn't have this kind of odor to it. Didn't have some kind of weird funk. It's kind of like flowers on top of bad BO or something. I don't know. There's just a couple of these houses. And some of them, we looked at a lot of vacant ones. Some of them didn't even have people in them. And there was some kind of smell. Like, she was asking me, well, what do you think about... you know, what do you think about... give me, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the house? And I go, do you smell that? You know... I was like, is there some kind of odor that I'm smelling? Are you smelling that?
Is that you? I've smelled it everywhere I've been today. Might have been.
Yeah.
Maybe the realtor smelled like bad BO and flowers.
I don't think so, because in the car with her, everything was normal.
Oh.
Although she did do something interesting. She cracked her back windows. You know, when it's hot out, you would crack your windows? She cracked her back windows. I go, that's interesting. Why do you do that? Was there some kind of study? And she goes, no, I just do it. And
I just farted.
And then she felt self-conscious about it and then wouldn't roll down her front window, or wouldn't roll down the back windows again. She rolled down the front ones. Like, I wasn't trying to change it. I was seriously asking. You know, maybe there's some kind of benefit to rolling down the back windows. But either way, I was enclosed in a car with her for the entire time. I know the funk wasn't originating from her.
Okay.
She was well bathed and groomed and everything, so I can tell, you know, that she was not the funk originator. Especially since the funk varied slightly from location to location. Like, the old person house funk was a little bit different than the guy with a cat funk, you know. So there was a slight variation of funk. And I know, like, when you go into someone's house for the first time, sometimes you notice, you know, like, something about the atmosphere, the way it feels, the way the air is set, maybe, or there's some kind of smell there, you know, if people have flowers or have, you know, the plug-in in the wall that has the smell in it. You can kind of notice a smell, an aroma, you would say, but you wouldn't classify it as funk. And so I don't want to move into a place that has funk. Possibly I adapt to the funk, and then people come over, you know, like, hey, let's go over to Stooks' place. You know, he's got the new place and everything. And they come over, and suddenly, God, apparently Stooks has some kind of funk that totally takes over the entire place, you know, and start blaming the funk on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the funk. The house has the funk. And I don't want to have to buy that funk if I can't get rid of it. You know, so... is that a reasonable excuse for not buying a house? 539-9750 or 238-0975. You think I could steam clean or something and it might...
I have no idea.
Demand that it be steam cleaned first or something and then say, then we will reevaluate the funk situation?
We'll come back and smell it later and see.
Yeah. But then I might have phantom funk smelling, you know, like expecting it to be there, being all paranoid. Is it possible I'm not smelling it because I was already exposed to it earlier? You know? Stooks in the morning, what do you think? Is buying a house because there's a funk, is that an unreasonable thing?
Yes, hello. I've been listening to the morning radio programming this morning, and I wanted to call and complain, so if you could pass this along.
Actually, you're on with us right now.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're on the air with us now, we're live.
Oh, well, okay. So, do I just leave a message?
No, just go ahead
start
and make
talking.
Your point.
Oh, okay. Oh dear. What I wanted to say was, you made a comment about old people smelling.
No, that's not what I said. I said there was, like, the old people's house had a certain funk to it that was different from everybody else's.
No, I heard me and Harold. Isn't that right, Harold? Didn't you hear that? Yeah, see, me and Harold, we both heard you distinctively say multiple of the time that... yes, sir, that old people have a malodor about them.
No, that's not.
Didn't say that.
That's not what I meant to say. If it sounded like that, I didn't mean that.
But old people, we smell very lovely, and I don't think it's very nice of you to say that. And you made a point about somebody having a poopy pants running through Walmart earlier.
Well, that was during the Stooksoscope. That was different.
But anyways. Old people, we smell good. We've learned how to properly bathe over the years. And you made a comment about one of them becoming deceased in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's an older couple, don't older people, don't you stay in, like, the same location until, you know, maybe one of them passes on or you have to move into a nursing home or something?
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to sound offensive, but it is possible that one of them died in there. Isn't it?
No, that is unsightly of you. Listen, I...
Sorry.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
You just
nothing.
Made a weird noise or something.
I think that you should just watch your tone and know that that